On the phone right now, his name's Jeff, and he is a farmer turned filmmaker, and they're showing a movie tonight. Jeff, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. How you doing there,
good,
Mark?
Good. Now, so you're showing a movie tonight at the Uptown Theater. It's Water Isn't Water Anymore. Tell us what it's all about, Jeff.
Okay, and it's at 7 o'clock, and the tickets are $6. And we're farmers turned filmmakers from the Cuca Lake, the Y-shaped Finger Lake. And so this is our second movie. Our first movie was all fracked up. And if you are interested in learning more about us, we have a website called allfrackedup.com. So that's allfrackedup.com. And we're just ordinary people. We're just poor farmers that are really concerned about having our state turn into a total disaster by the hydrofrack.
So I'm assuming you're against the hydrofracking issue.
I wasn't at first. A couple years ago, when I didn't know, I knew very little about hydrofrack, and I was thinking, oh, this is really exciting because you know, we have 50 acres, we could use the money.
Sure, yeah.
And stuff, and I know a lot of people are struggling in today's economy and stuff. So it looked like it was going to be a really great thing, and then when they wanted to, a predatory gas company wanted to put, for starters, 1 billion gallons of toxic flowback fluids that they wanted to truck all the way from Pennsylvania up and dump it in the abandoned gas well just a half mile from Cuca Lake. Then all of a sudden, that's the first big red flag of why are they wanting to, for starters, bring 1 billion gallons of this lethal toxic brine up from Pennsylvania fracking operations and dump it right near the lake. And so that's when I started, we started to get a resistance against this, and we ended up having it on Super Bowl Sunday, and it was called the Pulteney Rebellion, and we actually stopped the deep injection well from coming to our town. And no more deep injection wells have been tried by any of the gas corporations in New York State. So they kind of a lesson that you don't mess with with upstate New York people.
That's for sure. So it's tonight, 7 o'clock. Tickets just $6 over at the Uptown Theater. It's Water Isn't Water Anymore. So get there if you want to get. So you were kind of for it to begin with, and then you've did your research, and now you've went the other way.
Yeah, I was for it, and I know we need the energy. We need transition fuel, but I. I've gone over to Cornell University and talked to the biocrops people.
Yeah.
And we can get all of the energy we need as a transition as we go into renewable, sustainable energies like wind and solar and whatnot. We can get all the energy we need off of biocrops. We can, planting just idle, fallow lands, not using any crop production lands, and not clear-cutting any forests. We can get all of the energy that we need, we can get off biocrops as our transition fuel. And so that's very exciting because that will actually rebuild the upstate economy and create jobs for New Yorkers, and not as in Pennsylvania, as we filmed, we discovered that most of the jobs are going to Texans, Louisiana, and guys like that are coming up from the South that are already trained, and that's the bulk of the jobs that the frack gas industry offers.
All right, excellent. Jeff, thanks so much. Water Isn't Water Anymore. Get out there. 7 o'clock tonight at the Uptown Theater. Thanks for coming on, Jeff.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day,
you
everybody.
Too. All right. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
It's the hydrofracking, big issue, either for it, against it, or right down the middle. I tend to be right down the middle. More research has to be conducted.